to hold it. So they may not be singled out. The whole community, all of this. So if in this 10,000 persons, one person is an Alji, won't he be despised? Won't he be looked down on? But from 10,000, 1,000 is that. Everybody, second, third, so will they now be looked at with contempt? You see how that mentality works. Shaitan also said, when he was condemned, he said, أُدِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلْيُبَتِّكُنَّ أَذَانَ I will do everything. To mislead, to chop, to break, to destroy, I'll do everything. So now this one brother's mind came out, reconciled drugs. Because you know this 10 million we got, it took us at least 2-3 years to get this 10 million, right? And we start off with this drug, looking at the maths, in 1 year we'll make double the money, make 20 million, one, so much. So it appealed to the 9 brothers, but one brother said, no, it's not appealing to me, y'all, I don't want to join y'all. So who's broke the unity? The 9 or the 1? So this original path, it looks outdated, backwards, too simple, too gullible, right? But in that original path, you get 2-3 things to get. One is, you will get the fulfillment, satisfaction. See, when Allah Ta'ala speaks about, as the Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, see, the Islamic month has started, today is the second, isn't it? Sorry? Second. And before you know it, this is now Ramadan. Before Ramadan, it will be Sha'ban. Before that, it will be Rajab. And Rajab will talk about Mi'raj. Won't we talk about it? So, the very most significant experience of Rasulullah Pakistan is also the Mi'raj. Right? Where Jibreel Islam has to tell him, if I move one hair breadth from this point, I'll burn to ashes. This maqam is exclusive to you, Ya Rasulullah. Dana fatadalla is what the istilah he loves. Dana fatadalla. So that's an exclusive maqam just for you. So now, this exclusive maqam, when did it come? So, when Rasulullah Pasan had perfected the abdiyat, and therefore Allah says, asra bi abdi. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdi. He could have said, bi khalili. He could have said, bi habibihi. But the word that was used by Allah Ta'ala was bi abdi. And then, that title is a title of respect and honor. So in our tashahud also, wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. Can you see that? It's like a man has got 10 sons, right? And he says, yeh mera beta hai. So does he reject the lineage of the others? But he says, this is my favorite. So, yeh mera beta. So, asra bi abdihi. All are the servants of Allah Ta'ala. But then Allah Bakhsh is my servant. This is my servant. So, when you're summarizing this whole thing, then the whole thing that Allah Pak wants is this abdiyat. Then it's left to the seeker that does he press the right buttons, does he adopt the right path to get into abdiyat? So, you know, this is Muharram. In 8 months' time, 9 months' time, it will be Ramadan. So now, what an excellent time to start preparing to get this abdiyat, because Allah wants this as a shart, as a precondition for your progress. Tawada'a lillah, right? So He wants this as a prerequisite for your progress. He wants to see that. Again, you see in the Anbiya alayhi salam, same thing. Ayyuba ithnada rabbahu anni masani ad-dur. See that? He's crying to Allah Ta'ala. I've encountered problems, right? Nada fi zulumati Allah ilaha illa anta subhanak, right? Can you see that? in the layers of darkness, the water, the belly, and he's crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nada Nuhu Rabbahu. And then again, when Allah cautions him, then he says, Rabbi inni a'udhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi. When he's cautioned, then again he gets down to his knees. Rabbi inni a'udhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi. So Allah, what he wants? The sifat of abdiyat. Right? And this sifat of abdiyat then, Allah Ta'ala brings it out in different styles, different ways. Right? Sometimes they're asking, and sometimes they have been commanded. إِسْقَالْ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. You see that sometimes they're asking for it, and sometimes they are commanded. رَبِّي إِسْقَالْ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. So now that abdiyat at the highest level, you know, فَاسْتَجَابَهُ لَهُ رَبُّهُ وَجَعَلَهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, saying that Allah answered him and rated him amongst the pious. So, normally in this whole grouping, we first start with the Anbiya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada and Salihin. So Salihin is the last in the ranking, right? So now, when you say that Anbiya are counted amongst the Salihin, in other words, in righteousness, the highest of the high. But in the righteousness, not just the average, not the one that's just entering, but the highest of the high. So when Allah accepts the Anbiya, then at the highest of the high. You can't think of a position higher than that. So sometimes Allah Pak is commanding aslim. So again, Allah Pak wants the same thing. This jug jao, mere samne, bow in submission. And sometimes the Nabi is asking for it. Waj'alna muslimin lak. Can you see that? Sometimes Allah Pak is commanding, and sometimes the Nabi is asking for that. Rabbana waj'alna muslimin lak. You talk of Sayyid Ahmad Rifai, Rahmatullahi. See this aspect of Islam. And now we're starting the year, right? Or moving towards Ramadan. Allah Pak naseeb kare. We don't know. Right? But at least we're trying that end. We're trying towards it. And we've got a goal. So it doesn't make it easy. Right? It's a goal. And I need to work towards it. So the Sayyid Ahmad Rifai, Rahmatullahi, his murid is asking him, tell me your maqam. Are you amongst the abdal? He says, nazzih shaykhaka al abdaliyati. Just consider your shaykh to be even higher. Then you kutub, nazzih shaykh. Consider him to be higher. Then where are you now, Hazrat? He says, Allah Ta'ala confers ranking and stages, right? But his appointment comes with this abdiyat. The level of abdiyat, and Allah Ta'ala elevates. Tawada alillah, rafa'ahu Allah. Right? The level of the abdiyat, and then you see the exaltation, you see the. So when Allah Ta'ala asked, what would you like? What would you like? So this, you see this bowing down in submission. And then he said, Uridu an la urid. Wa akhtaru an la akhtar. What I want, that I don't have a choice of my own. That the level of submission, the bowing submission must be at that level, that I don't make my own decision. I want to do this. Uridu an la urid. Akhtaru an la akhtar. That hadith comes to support it. Hatta akuna yada kullati yabtishu bihi muttafaq alayh. I become his hand with what he touches. So that means that hand is just the front. The movement, the inspiration is from Allah Ta'ala. Right? Raise your hand. He says, raise the hand. Open your mouth. So it's just a front. But who is operating? Allah is operating. So he said, when I said this, then فَآتَانِي مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِيَتْ. Allah blessed me with what brains cannot perceive. But then I have to perfect the lesson of Abdiyat. When I perfected the lesson of Abdiyat, then Allah posted me to that maqam. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِيَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ. So that becomes the goal, right? That we bow down in total submission. I don't want to see him, what he's doing. I don't want to see what he's doing. I want to see that, am I perfecting the lesson of Abdiyat? That's what I want to see. And love of life to see that. You're crying, you're tearing, you're bowing down in submission. He wants to see that. For some days now, when I come to the madrasa, then Allah puts this in my mind, right? That you act like a servant, that Allah, you teach me, guide me, protect me, show me what I must do. Right? Because at any level, you can't say, now, I don't need this thing here. See, there's two situations. One is a situation where there is a sequence, right? You know, the Quran says it teaches us sequence. Maza yunfiqun ma anfaqtum min shayin faril walidain aqrabin yatama miskin ibn sabil. The closer the rights are greater, parents greater, greatest, right? Then close relatives, then further relatives, distant relatives, then the orphan, and then the destitute, etc. So the Quran shows a sequence. So at one level is you follow a certain sequence, call it a protocol. It's the protocol that this is what you must be following. Like how a person comes to study, right? So he follows a protocol, put him in adad year, first year, second year, and so forth and so on. He carries on. But he can't bypass the protocol because he's still following the protocol. Now, then it is after that, now, even if under supervision, that he must conform to the supervision. Because he's under supervision. Now, if the supervisor is seeing, hey, I put him into Adalia, but he's going to Dora one day he's going to Takhassus, one day he's going to specialize in fiqh, and the other day he's in Karisab's class, then is he bowing down in submission? Is he bowing down in submission? So Allah doesn't want to see this. He wants to see what's the level of your bowing down in total submission. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. This whole line is so many times repeated in the Quran Sharif. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Afflictions, calamities, they bow down. میرے سامنے گر جائے, گر گر آئے. They bow down in submission to me. And then again he repeats it. Lola is ja'um ba'asuna tadarra'u. And when they encountering afflictions, etc., why don't they bow down in submission? When I hear the story of Abu Abdullah Undulusi, when I read it in Ramadan, right? And I think, alright, there's a lesson for us in this. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala wants to elevate that buzuk, right? Elevate him to a very high level. But then for that, he needs to be bowing down in total submission, crying his heart out. You know. So that's what must have happened to his Abu Abdullah in Undulusi. If he had he not got involved with this case here, then he would have cried like this. And for an entire he cried with total desperation. All his muta'allikeen are all making dua, crying their guts out. Right? Until Barai ka wahima bhi baki nahi raha. Until he bowed down in such a level of submission that even the thought of pride and arrogance didn't cross his mind. But then Allah Pak exalted him. فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ But the musibat on this path is then when the hearts are hardened. So, وَأَبْعَدُ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْقَلْبُ الْقَاسِي. And the thing that is most distant from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is the heart that is hard. So, there is heart now. On one side you got Islam, bowing submission, and the other side you got a hard heart. So, in Islam what happens, the heart is like a sponge, right? Roof says, must say sponge. I don't know what's the right talafuz, sponge. Right. So I tell you, as long as Quran Sharif tajweed is right, Qarisa passes is right. English, whether the tajweed is not is right or not right, you're not going to get sour for that. Allah won't ask you, how did you spell phoenix with the P or the F? Will Allah ask you that? But he'll ask you, did you read the Qaf right? The La, the Ayn, did you read it right? That you spelled it right or wrong, why? Chalti ki naam gadi, carry on, move. Right. But did you get your pronunciation, the tajweed right? That he'll ask you for, get this thing right. That is not so important, right? You don't have to embarrass yourselves using wrong words and wrong phrases, etc. But it's not so important, like, you know, as though it's a major crime that you have committed. Because if the child is not eating with the right hand, it's a major wrong. Not drinking with the right hand, drinking with the left. For that, you're not correcting the child, but you're all worried about how is he pronouncing. Supposed to be a million. Why is he saying million? It's not a major discrepancy. Get the Quran Sharif right. Get that right. You got that right, you're moving. So, this lesson of this abdiyat, bowing submission, I don't know, umpteen times seen the Quran Sharif, Anbiya like that, Rasulullah is entering Makkah Mukarramah. That's the highlight of his life. Because that was the time Iza Ja'a Nasrullah was revealed. See? Before that, or around that time, was Iza Ja'a. Now that's marking the fulfillment of the mission that he was sent for. Because رَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. From that point you see people entering into Islam in crowds. So that's marking the culmination of the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But now, when that is marking the culmination of his mission, now see how he's entering Makkah Mukarramah. فَاتِحَانَ مَكَّةَ آئَ سَرْ جُكَائَ چَشْمِنَمْ. He came defeating all his enemies. But how did he come? With total bowing down in submission, literally, Sar Jukai, his head is down. Eyes are swelling with tears. Right? Can you see the level of bowing down in submission? Or Amn ka elan kiya. And he made an announcement, forgiveness for all, amnesty for all that were against me, against my life, that were responsible for the death of my dear daughter Zainab. Everything is marked. See that level? So that's the highlight. But now, the same line you will find all the time. So now, the question is, how do we acquire this? Abdiyat. That's the burning question. Allah wants to see your tear. He wants to see your crying. He wants to see it. Some Jamal brothers were giving a kalguzari. I think it was Ethiopia that the Jamaat had. This landed there. And the whole population was against the government. Something, a major strike. No movement, nothing. Jamaat just landed there. So the Jamaat thought of one plan. Said, hey, جو ہماری اختیار کی باتیں ہم کر لیں. To go and stop them, that's not within our control, right? But what we can do is plead to Allah Ta'ala on behalf of them. So literally they stood the whole night crying. By the morning everything is sorted out. See that? By the morning everything was sorted out. But you see that what's required in the presence of Allah Ta'ala is Al-Mu'an Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi his respected family is seeing him, that he's sprinting the floor and he's crying away. And his wife just shocked and she got up. Kya ho gaya? Maine khoon ki nehar dekhi. I've seen streams of blood. Tum bhi uth jao ke babada khuda taala ki rahmat mutawajjih ho jaye. You also cry. Char aankhe rone wali ho jayegi. There's two eyes that are crying. Now there'll be four eyes, and it will just strike the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, bolne wale bahut zyada ho gaye. There's too many people that are talking. Lekin rone wale, ye silsila khatam ho gaya. This crying for the ummah, that's gone. See, especially now, see, it's like a tsunami, right? It's a tsunami. Just imagine, this picture in your mind, right? Because every day, every now and then, a different type of a calamity is confronting the ummah. Some today, some tomorrow. Now, last night there was an announcement by Mr. Trump, right? All immigrants go back. Immigrants and their children, even though they have their green card holders, they must go back. It created so much of panic in them. Kya hoga? Kya hoga? One person is here in Durban, got a green card. See, I'm shivering now. I don't know if I go at the airport, what will happen to me? But you see, now, every day is bringing about a new trial. New test is coming in. And what's the recourse? What Allah Pak wants? People crying to Allah Ta'ala, begging to Allah Ta'ala. That silsila is gone. We do everything else, but this crying to Allah Ta'ala to soften the hearts, to soften our hearts, to correct situations, forgive, correct, improve, preserve the ummah, that's gone out of the door, gone out. So how many times Allah Ta'ala is repeating this lesson? Alula is ja'um ba'asuna tadarra'um. We can talk about that one and this one, whoever else. But then I ask you, how many times do we take out time to cry for ourselves, for the ummah, for our families, for our near and dear ones? Do we take the time to do all these things yet? So now I made dua finish by how long? Yeah, Ravisam, when you hear about his dua, right, when that ayat into azim fa innam ibad, and the whole night is in tears. Into azim fa innam ibad, repeating that, and ummati. So, ye karne wala kon? Kon kitne karne wale? So, the situation is so volatile. It's like a tsunami, and you don't know what will be the next fitnah when we'll be confronting the ummah. You don't know. I don't know. You don't know. But every coming day is coming up with a trial far greater than the past. Something today, something tomorrow, something the third day. And the way it's just multiplying, swelling, is Allah Pak bachay. But the only thing that can save you now is that humble submission, crying to Allah. Allah, Allah, stop it. Allah, stop it. Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah used to warn many times in the Tablighi Istima when they would have that ulama program. So several times he mentioned the same thing. Someone came from Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and there's a marital problem, so they come to Abu Bakr, who is the Khalifa, to resolve the problem. So he says, Rum or Faris, Rome and Persia, today America and whoever else, right? They've opened their mouths to swallow up Islam. Can't you swallow your small problems, domestic problems? See where his figure is. They're opening their mouths to devour. And the small problems, now can't you sort these things out? Look at the bigger danger that's encountering the ummah. Do you ever think about this thing here? Or you're getting drowned in your own problems. Can't you just resolve it? Can't you make maaf and forgive and carry on? Can't you do this thing here? So then he warned at that time. I don't know how many times I heard this over and over again. So you see, there's several things that come to devour this ummah. One is halal haram, and the concept of halal haram is gone. So when that is gone, then how do you expect your ibadat your du'as not to be accepted. Making namaz, keeping roza, going for umrah, hajj, etc. But the understanding of halal and haram has gone out. The greater concern is the fear, not the halal. Whereas the thing that meets the acceptance of Allah Ta'ala is not the fear. It is the cry of the heart. Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, then they pleading against you. What they did, they building the Kaaba Sharif, dua, banawaj alna muslimini. That was the cry, right? And the second cry was, Rabbana taqabbal minna. So there's two lessons that we learned in this Rabbana taqabbal minna. Taqabbal, tafa'ul, right? Tafa'ul, some takalluf, right? So, as though he was saying, Labak, I'm not worthy of acceptance, but make it accepted. In the nikah time, we don't say taqabbal tuha, say qabil tuha, don't say that. Accepted, I finish. Because you understand that it's not a big deal that she came to my nikah, right? But, when you are asking Allah Ta'ala, then, Rabbana taqabbal. I'm not worthy of acceptance, but Allah will make it accepted. Can you see that crying? The choice of the words. Then the second lesson that you learn in this taqabbal, Ibrahim alayhi salam, they're putting up the Kaaba Sharif, the Qibla of the Muslims, where your two farais are complete, right? Hajj and Namaz, the two farais are complete. So you can't think of a place as great as this spot here. But did you ever hear that after they built it, put a placard, Ibrahim Ismail? Did they ever do that? Did they put a placard for their remembrance? What they said, Rabbana, crying to Allah, you're not worthy of acceptance. Make it happen, you make it. So when they cried to that level, then from that time to now is over 5,000 years. Allah has stamped it with acceptance. So is there a place that is more frequent than that spot? Is there a place that is more popular than that spot? Is there a place that gets a congregation as that spot? You know, sometimes you're there in the 27th Ramadan, right? You know, what a fantastic scene to see, to admire, a high spot, right? And the Imam, there's about 2 million people around the Haram Sharif. Right? 2 million, 2.5 million, 3 million, right? Imam has to just say Allahu Akbar and go to Sajda. One signal and the whole 2.5 million are in Sajda flat. What a spectacle to see. Right? But that's the barakat of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that came when he mastered and he perfected the lesson of Abdiyat. That 5,000 years have passed, but the barakat of that place is not just diminishing. The musharaka becomes diminishing. But this is not diminishing. It's just multiplying and multiplying. What must have been the level of that bowing down in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, as explained by Mustafa rahmatullahi, says, one is I said halal and haram, right? That we forgot about it. Whereas that's the precondition for acceptance. Are we looking at the halal and the haram aspect? The second thing, Sabrina, to say that impedes the progress. You know, you're talking of going up, you're working towards Ramadan. So, if it's a genuine concern to work up towards Ramadan, then what? And the second thing that he's to want was the association. An association, I say, is not just who you meet, what you read as well. Not just who you meet, but who you listen to and what you come across. That can mesmerize, tonight your whole thinking can go off. So he explained that one Jew, he wrote a kitab on Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud al-Iran, Ibn Abd, right? His other name was Ibn Abd. So the whole kitab, about 500 or 400 pages, all manaqib, all the achievements, the significance, extolling his virtues, right? I'm reading the book page after page, page after page. Then this is warning me. And the Jew, what has he got to do with Abdullah ibn Mas'ud? Why is he extolling his praises to such a level? He remains a Jew, but he's extolling the praises. So what makes him? It took about 340 pages, you know. The book has got about 400 pages in Arabic, pure Arabic. But after that, then I discovered what was the reason for him to write this big book on Ibn Mas'ud. The reason was, he had to add the Ma'ahaza annahu kana fadda'an kabiran. With all that virtues, he used to fabricate hadith. See that one line now, what happens to the reader? One line, what happened to him? So now we think, oh, it's alright, listen to this one here, listen to that one, listen to this one here, listen to everything. And then how it mesmerizes, how it spoils the mind. Now you're going to read anything, you listen to anything. Will you listen to it with a clear mind? Or you will read it and listen to it with some reservation, doubt, reservation. So is the clarity left now? Is your mind clear now? Imagine, you know, you had a tank to collect water, right? It was absolutely clean, filter, everything was right. But then someone put 2 kilos of sewage, thick sewage, nice, it just came out now. And they put it, they splashed it into it. Now, are you going to have the clarity of that water? Oh, you're going to be despising it. The more you're going to be drinking it, and the more the despise is just going to... So now, the avenues to acquire ilm, that avenue must not be polluted in the least. See? So the speaker must be such, and the listener must be such. Tab to maza aa jata hai. The speaker is such also, and the listener is also listening with yaqeen, total yaqeen. When there's yaqeen, there is that avenue to receive. That is also not polluted, not diluted, so it will go one shot, it will take it. See how it has to be. The speaker has to be pure, and the one that is receiving also, his heart must be absolutely pure. So now when both are pure, the giver and the receiver, now there will be a marked difference. So the Sahabi will say, I came to Rasulullah Pak Sassam for the first time in my life, and this was the advice I got. And you think I ever left it afterwards? So, he saw an oath of allegiance, right? That we don't ask anybody for anything, right? We don't ask anybody. He said for the rest of his life, he didn't ask any person for anything. To the extent that even if his whip, he was mounted and his whip had to fall, you know, I promised and pledged with the beast person, I'm not going to ask anybody for anything. But you see that? So the giver is 100% and the receiver also is trying to be 100% pure, clean, clean, clean. So you think that there's going to be a wasted effort. That effort is going to be going through. But now we're listening so much here, there, WhatsApp and what's down and YouTube and khuda jaane, you know, which tube they left out. Everything you're listening, but wahi ke wahi. It was Hazrat's words, wahi ke wahi. When he shows, end that Bukhari dars, you know, or the start of the Bukhari dars, Bad'ul Wahi ila Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imam Bukhari sahib is starting off with Bad'ul Wahi, the commencement, the initiation of Wahi, right? So that you must understand, come to terms with what is Wahi. So when you understood and you are convinced about the Wahi, now if the words of the Wahi is going to come to you, you're going to take it straight, you're going to embrace it wholeheartedly. But you don't know what the wahi is now, then, all right, I heard this, one of those things, so what? So he says, now we're listening to these things here, lekin wahi ka wahi. We haven't moved from that point. We heard, but we haven't moved from that point. So you see, the abundance of information, you know, what's going on? So, check the person, right? Fanzuru amman ta'khuzuna deena, check the person properly. After you are sure, 100%, there's no doubt, then don't allow any type of doubt, any type of hesitation, reservation, resistance. I check the person right through. Otherwise, you'll become a mental case. Everything you are doubting, right? You become a mental case. And how you become a mental case? You know, you listen to one word. One word, and that whole word, that word can just change your mind totally. Last week, or the week before that, there was one email that came in, right? So, the man fell in love with his stepdaughter. Stepped with the wife, or 1 year or something. Somehow in the process, he fell in love with his stepdaughter. Now, people are telling, we also told him, it's haram, right? So his response, you see now when they listen to all these things here, don't be judgmental, all that, right? He says, let the people judge. They can't be judgmental. I made Toba, now everything's right for me. See that? They learned that word where? In the YouTube, judgmental. When they heard that word, now they're applying it to the situation. They mustn't judge over us. Allah Pak is there to judge. So this girl is all right for me. So I had to write a response, explain the person. You didn't know that the pig is haram, right? You ate. Right? Then you made Toba. After you made Toba, the pig becomes halal. Allah Pak will wipe you off with the past. But you can't say now, don't be judgmental, I made Tawbah already, so it's between me and Allah. Can you say that? Can't say that. The haram is haram, you did it accidentally, you didn't know about it, Allah may forgive you, right? But, now to say that I made Tawbah, and therefore you mustn't be judgmental over me. So one friend was listening to this, when I said this. So he says, not judgmental, the person is mental. It's mental, but now because of the abundance of information, there. And then what happens to us after that? We are more excited about the presentation. What? The presentation must appeal to us. There must be excitement, number one. It must be entertainment for us to listen to a bayan. And what is an entertainment? Entertainment means you don't have to do anything. What? That must entertain you. Hey, what happened here? What happened? You must have seen it. You may have seen the Shaheed Sajid. What? Now, what was that? What is that? You may have seen the Shaheed Sajid. So that came in the YouTube somewhere. So it's a photo of a Shaheed that died in Sajda, right? So now you're giving this as a talk. So what the listeners get to understand? Food is halal. Now you're giving in a public audience and you're saying, you must have seen this thing here, the Sajid Shaheed. And I say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That would be the response. But I ask you now, did you poison the mind? So the speaker must be 100%. Right? Anybody, everybody dramatizing that drama has become your deen. That was the end of Christianity and Judaism. اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهْوًا وَلَعِبًا. They made the religion a fast time and an entertainment. So that entertainment deen, they liked it. But I say, well, Qadi said, all must go in Jamaat. Boy, our talk is too dull. Let's change the topic now. جہاں پر کچھ کام کرنے کو کہتے ہیں, that becomes too dull. Because he knows, he's going to go out in Jamaat 1 day, 2 days, there'll be a change. Allah willing, it'll be a dramatic change. The whole life will be changed. Right? Doesn't it happen? But I'm giving all these dramatic stories, that person thinks deen. So now, you must have seen this thing here. Yeah? Why didn't you see it? You must go look at the YouTube. That's the message you are giving. So what are you saying? You watch a television. That's the message you're giving. Now just a few years, I can remember that time, Jamaat was saying it openly, right? That shaitan box, put it away. Ramzan time, it is, put it away. Now Ramzan, masjid, ke no masjid. So, where is the shaitan box now? What you are calling a shaitan box, now the Mulana is speaking about it in a masjid, so what that becomes now? That becomes a deen thing. So drama, entertainment, sport becomes a deen thing. And you see that? As I said, the speaker has to be very thorough, and the listener's heart also must be very quick effect to pass on. Allah Almighty.